Thank you and good morning. The county has released the details on its 5-year strategic plan, a plan that will be discussed at tomorrow's supervisors meeting. And even if things turn out for the best over the next 5 years, the county could be facing a structural budget deficit of more than $1 million. The county will be more than $5 million in the hole at the end of this year, and the structural deficit could increase in the coming years. The worst-case scenario for the county could see a deficit of more than $10 million by 2021, while a moderate forecast shows a deficit of just over $3 million. You can find the details on the county website, where staff have launched the new open budget application. It allows residents to check where revenue is generated and where money is spent, including general fund money, Measure Z revenue, and public works. The rain took a break over the weekend, but high winds and colder temperatures still forced emergency shelters to open across the county to provide a place for those in need to get out of the cold weather. The PG&E power outage map is clear this morning, but some county roads aren't, and that includes Highway 96 in Hoopa. Caltrans has instituted one-way controlled traffic on Highway 96 due to a large slide that brought the hillside down onto the roadway on Friday. Controlled traffic was moving cars by Sunday, but the roadway can be closed again at any time due to slide activity. In southern Humboldt, Old Briceland Road has been closed by the county as it has shifted and become unstable. Motorists are encouraged to check road conditions before they leave home. The coroner's office and sheriff's deputies were dispatched to an area on Redwood Grove Road in Hoopa last week to investigate the discovery of human remains found by a passerby. Deputies who arrived on scene confirmed the remains were human, and detectives were called in to open an investigation. The coroner's office recovered the body. A cause of death remains unknown. There was a fatal traffic collision in Eureka last week. Jordan Christmas has more.
Eureka police responded to the intersection of F and Trinity Streets Thursday evening after a fatal traffic collision occurred between a vehicle and a bicyclist. A Chevrolet pickup was traveling westbound on Trinity when a male bicyclist failed to stop at a stop sign while headed north on F Street and rode into the path of the pickup. The man was then transported to the hospital for treatment but would later succumb to his injuries. The investigation into the collision is ongoing. However, DUI is not considered as a factor in the crash. The victim's identity is being withheld pending notification of next of kin.
Thank you, Jordan. With the arrest of Dale Baldridge in Fortuna last week in connection with a stolen vehicle along with a large amount of processed marijuana and a suspected hash lab, the Sheriff's Office Most Wanted list for Southern Humboldt lost a member. The new Most Wanted list for Southern Humboldt features 6 people, 4 men and 2 women, wanted for drug and weapons violations, domestic violence, and vehicle theft. You can view the Most Wanted poster on the county website, and anyone with information about the suspects is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario gave his State of the City presentation last week, and it was a positive message for the friendly city, home to just over 11,000 residents. One of the key areas that Candelario focused on was the city's capital improvement plan that details the upcoming infrastructure projects that will be worked on in the coming year. Candelario and city staff have created a far easier to use document that residents can use to easily check the status of public works projects.
We've turned it into a user-friendly document for the community that they can take a look through, and now it's like a full-color printed page of each project. So you can flip through this thing and see a map. Well, how are they funding that? Oh, it says right here, you know, they've got bond money to do that project, or they got a grant from the state, and oh, they're only using, you know, $5,000 of design money from the city's general fund for this project. That's great. All that money's coming from the outside.
Candelario said that the goal is to make available as much information as possible to the people the city serves.
My focus for this year is I'm going to share essentially the document that we work from. It's called the Capital Improvement Program. And what we've done in Fortuna over the past few years is, number one, get projects done and get them out the door. So that's always a great thing for cities to see that progress made and those improvement projects completed. But the actual document itself, I think, is something to share.
Some of those projects include safe routes to schools, new transportation routes to the airport, design and engineering for a new police station, and improvements to the 12th Street Kenmore Avenue area. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.